big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $38.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Campaign shakeup, Western wildfire. I'm Elliot Francis. Donald Trump is reshuffling his campaign staff. Senior advisor Kellyanne Conway has been promoted to campaign manager, replacing Paul Manafort, who'll now take on the role of campaign chair. Manafort has been acting campaign manager since former manager Corey Lewandowski was dropped from the campaign after the primaries. Breitbart News co-founder Steve Bannon will be campaign CEO. Well, a state of emergency has been declared for a fast-moving wildfire in Southern California. Jim Roop has more from Los Angeles.
The fire began Tuesday morning, grew to nearly 10,000 acres by day's end, destroying a number of homes. The smoke's so thick, there's no way to really tell just how many, and forcing evacuations. The so-called Blue Cut Fire is now the biggest of three major wildfires consuming California. It's the same old story, dry brush, extremely dry brush from 5 years of drought.
Right now, that blaze has forced more than 82,000 residents from their homes. I'm Elliot Francis. Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane is stepping down after being convicted of perjury and obstruction. Correspondent John Stolness reports.
Prosecutors accused her of using her authority as the state's attorney general to smear a rival and then cover it up. Her office has released a statement that said she will resign as of the end of business on Wednesday after public pressure to do so. Kane was the state's highest-ranking woman politician and the first woman Democrat elected attorney general in the state's history. After her conviction, the 50-year-old Kane is facing possible jail time and has had her law license suspended after conducting what prosecutors said were personal vendettas against her critics. Her lawyers say they will appeal the conviction. I'm John Stolness.
The USA is crushing the competition in the Olympic medal count. The Americans added 9 more medals to their haul Tuesday, giving them a whopping 84 medals through 11 days of competition. 28 with medals or gold. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier will be facing a brand new set of challenges once she becomes the NFL's new head of security.
What public safety means for the city of Washington, D.C. is unique.
The key to working in law enforcement in D.C., Chief Lanier says, is collaboration.
We have some 30 different law enforcement agencies here, federal and local agencies that work side by side every single day. We have to respect each other's mission.
And there are some parallels in the NFL, she says.
There are multiple teams and multiple owners and stadiums. And there's a lot to go along with making sure that America's favorite sport is America's safest sport.
Her last day in D.C. set for September 17th at police headquarters. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The recent extreme heat has forced a change in Metro's SafeTrack program. General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says due to the heat and other safety concerns, there will now be weekend work starting immediately. Surge 7 work on rail switches will force Metro to close the White Flint, Twin Brook, Rockville, and Shady Grove stations on the Red Line this weekend. A 7th body has been recovered from the Silver Spring apartment building that was destroyed by an explosion and fire last week. As to the other 6, they have not yet been positively identified, but police say they have a pretty good idea who those victims are. 31 people were injured in the fire, and scores of families were left homeless. The Fairfax City Council has named former Councilman Stephen Stombrace to be the interim mayor until a special election in February. Stombrace will be sworn in this morning. Fairfax needs a new mayor after the resignation of Scott Silverthorne following his arrest on drugs for sex allegations. And kids in Virginia did slightly better on their standards of learning tests last year. Results announced yesterday show that statewide there was a 1 percentage point increase overall in the number of students who demonstrated proficiency in reading, math, or science. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,552, the Nasdaq at 5227. Sports, the Rockies put an end to the Nationals' brief winning streak. The Orioles fall to the Red Sox. In Rio, Simone Biles picks up her 4th gold medal, giving the U.S. 28 gold and 84 total medals so far. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS. for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters on 270. Nice and quiet start here out of Frederick and down toward the Capitol Beltway. Once on the Beltway, if you're heading in toward Virginia, across the American Legion Bridge through Tysons, Annandale, no problems. Maryland Beltway open as well. Construction 66 westbound out in the Gainesville area as you come west past 29 in Gainesville. Do watch for the crews out there. Just a brief delay, a little bit of a distraction. Also west on the Greenway after you pass 28, come through the toll plaza along the right side for, again, the work crews there. For 95, lanes are open out of Stafford up through to the Beltway and 395. Good to the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up this afternoon. Surface map showing a front off to the west of us, bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, very warm this morning, patchy fog. This afternoon, mid-90s, scattered showers, thunderstorms developing with heavy rain and gusty winds. Good chance we'll have thunderstorms even overnight tonight, 75. Chance of leftover showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with high near 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Burke, 73 in Greenbelt, 80 degrees in Washington. Donald Trump's campaign adds two new leaders in the latest staff shakeup. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, everybody. 5:07 on WMAL. Time to get up and get around and get started. And while you're doing that, we have got a really an embarrassment of riches of things to share with you. We've got all kinds of stuff. Coming up at 7:15, we'll check in with our man in Rio, Steve Kastenbaum. 7:35, KT McFarland, National Security Analyst. At 8:05, we'll talk 2016 politics with Susan Fariccio from the Washington Examiner. At 8:15, we'll talk to D.C. Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie about the departure of Kathy Lanier as police chief. And Jared Robertson, we're going to be talking to him about what's going on with charter schools. It's all happening at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
We've got huge news on a shakeup over the Trump campaign, and also we've got some news about some never-Trump people who are starting to loosen up their position and think, okay, yeah, maybe I'll vote for Trump. Are you one of them? 888-630-9625. Yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5, I spoke with someone who is firmly in the never-Trump camp, and, well, take a listen. How do you go from never-Trump to, okay, Trump? Well, we're going to ask our friend Brad Thor. He, of course, New York Times best-selling author. Every summer, he's got a brand new book out that you got to read. This summer is no exception. And he is also a very passionate patriot and political commentator. And like I said, his position has been pretty adamant about no way, no how, no Donald Trump. But now the author of this summer's great book, Foreign Agent, has come around. He's got a brand new article posted at hotair.com, a site that I have a affiliation with as well. And he has said, okay, fine. I'll vote for him. Brad, thanks for joining us. How are you, my friend?
Oh, you're stretching it, Larry.
You did.
You're stretching. Okay, I'll vote for him.
I'll vote for him.
Listen, I think it's important, number one, and I live in Tennessee, all red state. It's going to go to Trump. There's no question, okay? And that is a cop-out. My vote here doesn't matter, the same way voting Republican in Chicago didn't matter because it was going to all go Democrat.
Right, but your voice matters, Brad. Your voice matters.
My voice matters, exactly. And my wife and I have had multiple discussions about this. We've talked about principles. We've also talked about stewardship of the republic. And we read the article that Hugh Hewitt had just written yesterday about Supreme Court appointments and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a great article. You can find it at the Washington Examiner. It's actually his third go around talking about how important the Supreme Court is to this election. If you're going to look at one issue, that's the one.
Absolutely. And one of the things that Hugh said in there is he said, I understand if you don't like Donald Trump because he's basically a brash, boorish jackass, but you need to set that aside. And the mind is like a parachute, got to be open to work. And I set it aside for a little bit, and I read Hugh's article again and again and again, and I thought, what's going to matter more to my children 20 years, 30 years from now, that I stood by my principles and helped get Hillary Clinton elected, or that we got Donald Trump elected, as fearful as we were that he could go full authoritarian, but that he actually honored his pledge to appoint constitutionalists to the Supreme Court, originalists. And that's my issue. It's the fight in front of me right now. Hillary Clinton is against everything I stand for. Donald Trump claims to be for the things I stand for. So at this point, the person that I got to fight is Hillary Clinton. Now, if Donald Trump wins, which I think is very difficult because Donald Trump has severe narcissistic personality disorder and he shoots himself in the foot daily, I don't know that Trump can win. But if WikiLeaks drops something huge on Hillary Clinton that catapults Trump in, then he's in. Now, if Trump gets in and he tries to renege on his promises and he won't go with people off that list of 11 Supreme Court potentials or somebody like them, we'll have that fight at that time. And believe you me, I will be a huge pain in the butt for the Trump administration with my big mouth if Trump does not do what he's promised to do.
Well, and I'll be right there with you, Brad, because let's face it, I mean, and that's what I've done with Speaker of the House Paul Ryan and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, where they have not done what they promised us they would do, and we will absolutely be thorns there. But I want to go back to something for a moment, because you just conceded something, Brad Thor, that is very difficult for people who were never Trump to concede. You said that if you oppose Trump, thereby helping Hillary Clinton get elected. That's an important point to make, and it's something that I think a lot of people who are opposing Donald Trump on principles, and I respect them, and I understand them, and in many of their arguments I agree with them, they won't concede that. They won't concede that their opposition to Donald Trump ultimately is bringing us Hillary Clinton as president.
Yeah, you know what? I never liked that. If you don't vote for Trump, you're voting for Hillary. I just didn't like that line of attack. I still don't like it, and I don't think it's fair. I think it's.
Well, I don't use it as an attack. No, let me just be clear. I don't use it as an argument either. But it just frustrates me when they don't concede that, when they don't just at least say yes, I recognize that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, at this point, it's like going to a wine tasting party. You got to put both in a paper bag and take a drink. You know, I know I can't stand the taste of the Hillary Clinton vineyard wine. In all fairness, I probably couldn't stand the taste of Trump wines either, because I kind of
actually I hear it's pretty good. There, of course, there is a Trump wine, Brad Thor, but that's not why I would cast my vote. All right, so now what happens to Brad Thor now? Because listen, we love you, we respect you, we think that you're a very intelligent and passionate defender of liberty and the ideals that we all agree with. I am already seeing people on social media, Brad, say, well, Brad Thor has no credibility anymore. I can't trust him. I can't believe him. How could he say those things and now change his mind? I mean, I'm sure you were ready for that.
Listen, my side has always been liberty. You know, I wrote that Facebook post that went mega viral saying liberty is my litmus test.
Yep.
So I have never been on anybody's side other than liberty. And guess what? The battle plan survives until first contact. And you have to be willing to change and adapt to get what you want and to win. And my concern here is for liberty to survive, and I'd rather try to pick up the pieces after 4 years of a Trump administration than a Hillary Clinton one, because if she stacked the Supreme Court, then liberty's essentially smothered to death.
Yeah. And let's face it, I mean, we're about the same age, and if Hillary Clinton gets a Supreme Court nominee that could last 30, maybe 40 years on the Supreme Court, that's the rest of our lives. Brad Thor.
Well, at this point, Larry, I don't care. I care for my children, my grandchildren. Our number one job as stewards of this republic is to leave a freer, stronger, safer, more prosperous republic than was left to us. And let's face it, the generation before us, they were derelict in a lot of ways, and we need to make things better in this country going forward. Unfortunately, the only vehicle I see is Donald Trump. As much as I despise that guy and think he's a horrible candidate, we have no choice, because Hillary Clinton's worse. This is the worst election I've ever seen.
Yeah, oh, I'm with you. And listen, I have reached that point, too. And the fact is, listen, I don't like Donald Trump. I don't like the things he says. I don't like his behavior. He doesn't make me proud to share the same party label as him. But guess what? Ultimately, that's not going to have an effect on my life or my children's life, as you just said, Brett. And Hillary Clinton, I don't like her either. But her moves, her actions, her decisions will have an effect on our lives. I'll let you have the last word here, since you're now a Donald Trump surrogate, Brad Thor.
I don't endorse him, and I'm not a surrogate. I will say this. I endorse liberty. I'm a surrogate for liberty. And when we have to retake the beaches 4 years from now, they can be beaches that Hillary Clinton has entrenched with mines and Supreme Court justices and is strafing with machine gun fire, or we can hope that Donald Trump will at least live up to 50% of his obligations. I mean, if he even does 10%, that's better than 100% of what Hillary Clinton's planning.
Well said, sir. Great having you as always. Whether we agree or not, we always love having on number one New York Times bestseller, Brad Thor. Thanks for joining us, sir. And again, that's Brad Thor last night on the Drive at 5. All right, so are you seeing some wiggle room there, some movement? Are you seeing in your life, maybe personally, or people in your life who are moving from their never Trump position to, well, all right, let's go with it. 888-630-WMAL. By the way, we've got a lot of news about a campaign shakeup and some interesting things Trump had to say about crime last night in Milwaukee, which I think you're going to like. All that coming up. But first, it's 515 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here she is, J.B. Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hey, good morning. And it is good morning. Nice and quiet start here. Virginia, 95, pushing out of Stafford up through to the Beltway. Not seeing too much of any problems or delays along the way. We like to start the mornings off nice and quiet. We're doing that on 395. Beltway, Virginia, and Maryland, good. 66, it's the road work westbound. Commuters, if you're heading from Manassas, heads up once you get to Gainesville. That's where the construction crews begin. You see a little bit of volume and distraction for sure. On the Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center, that ongoing work project as well, where you're narrowed to one lane in each direction. They do wrap up at 6 a.m. 270, good. No problems, Maryland, 95. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, you're 20. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thunderstorms today and tonight. Could be heavy rain and gusty winds today. So look for that. And high of 94 degrees. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, like I said, more widespread overnight. It's going to be intense in the evening and overnight tonight with thunderstorms, low 75. And then tomorrow, pretty cloudy, stray shower now and again, high of 90. Right now, 81 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
It's now 5:17 on WML, and if you're waking up this morning and you're wondering, you know, what happened overnight, you're going to be surprised perhaps to hear some things that we were surprised to see this morning.
Oh, surprising.
When we rolled in and turned on our computers.
A big surprise.
A big shakeup at the Trump campaign has taken place overnight, and Paul Manafort has taken on a reduced role. He will stay on as campaign chair, but Steve Bannon, the executive, will become the chief executive of the Trump campaign. Steve Bannon, you say, well, who is he? Well, he's the guy who runs Breitbart and has been in charge over there for some time now. Moving in as campaign manager is an old hand. I mean, a lot of people here in Washington know her quite well. Kellyanne Conway, she's a well-known pollster in this town and has been around here for a long, long time. So she will become campaign manager. So it's Steve Bannon from Breitbart. We're not sure about what his relationship with Breitbart is at the moment, but he has been running Breitbart, will become chief executive. Kellyanne Conway, the new Trump campaign manager. Paul Manafort stays on as the campaign chair. Now, what I'm reading from, I'm drawing this from a number of different sources that have been writing on this morning. It appears that Trump became very irritated by the calls that were, some of them were public and some of them were, you know, behind the scenes, that he needed to get under control. This angered him a great deal. And over the weekend, he began reaching out to Bannon and Conway to have conversations about, well, theoretically, you know, what might we do to get this campaign back on track? And how do you feel about this? And what would our approach be? Apparently, Trump liked what he heard and made the decision. And it was announced, very, very late last night. And so the campaign, which has been stalled, and the numbers have not been in the right direction, if you look at the polls, now has a new team in charge as we head into the election in November.
Yeah, I have a lot to say about this.
Okay.
Well, I know Stephen Bannon. I worked with Stephen Bannon. Of course, he took over Breitbart News after the passing of Andrew Breitbart. Of course, for those of you who don't know, I worked for Breitbart when Andrew was alive. I was the seventh person hired by the company, by Andrew. So I was there for a long time, since 2009. Here's what I know about Stephen Bannon. He's never run a campaign. He's never run a campaign for city council, let alone a campaign for president, let alone, let's face it, 50 campaigns for president. He's got to run 50 different campaigns in all 50 states. Or if you just want to reduce it to the battlegrounds, you know what? He's got to run 15 effective campaigns, and he's never run any campaign. That concerns me as an observer of this. And in terms of Stephen Bannon's abilities here in running a big operation like that, let me just say, I predict in the next 24 hours, I predict you're going to be hearing from a lot of people who have worked with Mr. Bannon who will express surprise and shock that he has been named in this position for a couple of reasons. First, it is pretty notorious that he has a volatile temperament. And it is, maybe that's okay on a campaign. Maybe it's typical to have a whole lot of shouting going on. And I'm not revealing anything new here. You look at any of the profiles that have been written about him over the last year and a half or so, and it's pretty well known that he's a tough man to work for. I don't know if that helps the public face of this campaign or not, but I predict you're going to be hearing a lot of people who have a history with Stephen Bannon, either working with him or working with other entities who have come in contact with him, who will be expressing their experiences in working directly with him that haven't been all that positive. One other thing that I think needs to be raised, and that is the journalistic aspect of this. You just said we don't know what his role with Breitbart will be going forward.
And apparently neither do the people at Breitbart this morning, because they're not even they're running an Associated Press story on this.
Yeah, you would think Breitbart would have gotten the scoop on this. Wall Street Journal, it appears, got the scoop. Here's the thing. You just said, you know, Donald Trump picked up the phone over the weekend. In fact, there's one account here that says that he's been, Stephen Bannon has been quietly advising the Trump campaign for the last 30 days. Well, let me just say this. Knowing Andrew Breitbart the way I did and hearing what Andrew Breitbart said privately and publicly, one of the things he hated was the incestuous relationship between the media and politicians. And the idea that Donald Trump picked up the phone and called the guy who runs Breitbart and said, hey, I want your advice on this campaign. I think Andrew Breitbart I don't like people who say, what would Andrew Breitbart do? So let me set that down for a moment. But if I were working for a website that criticizes the media, I would say, okay, if you're running a website, a political news website, and a candidate calls you and asks you for advice, you tell him, well, that's really not my job. I'm in the journalism business, and I'm not going to give you advice. And if he has truly been advising the Trump campaign for the past 30 days while running a news and politics website, that raises a lot of questions, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does to me. Well,
and you know Kellyanne Conway, right?
I know her. She's been around town for a long time. If you're looking for an anti-establishment figure, she is not it.
She hasn't really been on the radar since the 90s.
No.
This is an intriguing development.
It is now 5:22 on WMAL.
We got more on this.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
I want to talk about security for a moment and how safe and secure is your family and your belongings, your precious family and the things that you care about in your home or maybe down at your business. If you've got some concerns about this, I have an answer, and the answer is Ackerman Security. Listen, for just $19.95 a month, stop for a moment. How much are you paying if you have a security monitoring service? Is it $19.95 a month? Well, at Ackerman, you can get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, carbon monoxide, all with a guaranteed response time. starting at $19.95 a month. If you want to have some of the newer technology, the bells and the whistles that let you see video clips and screenshots on your smartphone or tablet when people come into your home or your business, well, that's a few dollars more. It's called Total Connect Service. And by the way, it's high-tech and very secure. You can do other things as well, such as control lights, locks, thermostats through your smartphone or tablet. It's very cool. Honestly, you need to look at Ackerman. The security is what they do, and they do it better than anyone else. Make the switch and save. Call Ackerman at 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Mention WMAL. Get 3 months of monitoring free. If you want to learn more online, it's AckermanSecurity.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that. Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks. If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, boy. We have you covered, and it's nice and easy this morning. 270 out of Frederick and down to the Beltway through Gaithersburg and Rockville. Not a worry. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway. In fact, park police say nothing reported. We do have the road work on the Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center. That's been the long-term work project. They wrap up at 6, but currently just one lane each direction getting by near the Kennedy Center. Speaking of road work, 66 westbound out in Gainesville. That's where your lanes are reduced. A little bit sluggish as you head, again, westbound 66 in the Gainesville area. Eastbound is fine and good through Manassas, Centerville. And in northwest D.C., again this morning, L Street remains closed between 18th and 19th from the transformer fire. Alternate for you would be K Street, or you can stick with Connecticut Avenue as the workaround. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy, very warm this morning. Patchy fog, too. Afternoon showers, thunderstorms, 94. Those scattered storms will continue tonight, maybe even overnight, with heavy rain and gusty winds, 75. And we'll back it off tomorrow to near 90 with a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 80 degrees in your nation's capital. This is WMAL.
It's easy for Hillary Clinton to turn a blind eye to crime when she has her own private security force that, by the way, carries guns. Second Amendment. I believe all Americans, not just the powerful, are entitled to security.
Yeah, a great comment last night in Milwaukee addressing the crime there and in other inner cities, and specifically addressing African-American communities. Trump went on in his speech, which was terrific, by the way.
Every time we rush to judgment with false facts and narratives, whether in Ferguson or in Baltimore, and foment further unrest, we do a direct disservice to poor African-American residents who are hurt by the high crime in their community.
Brian, it was a great speech last night.
Yeah, listen, this speech, I've read some of the transcript this morning. This is a very strong speech. He gave a very strong speech about the need to go after ISIS. I want to point out both of these speeches were largely sticking to the teleprompter. He is he's being more disciplined about that, which is something that one hears Paul Manafort wanted. Interesting that. But anyway, yeah, some very, very, very strong performances in the last couple
of days. But it's more than just sticking to the teleprompter. He's got to have the right words on the teleprompter, yeah, too, and he did.
Well, he's often had the right words, but he doesn't choose to use them sometimes.
5:28 on WMAL.
As the Zips dry cleaning spokesperson, I'm often heard on the radio talking about Zips' amazing flat rate of just $2.29 to dry clean any garment using the same quality process as the full price cleaners. But I rarely stop to tell you exactly what this means. It means for $2.29, Zips will dry clean ladies' blouses, suit coats, sport coats, fancy pants, khaki pants, jeans, skirts, mini skirts, ties and bow ties, polo shirts, shorts, wedding dresses. Wait, are you listening? We will actually dry clean your wedding dress for $2.29. Or your prom dress, your casual dress, a formal gown, a tux jacket or pants, sports jerseys, go team! Work uniforms, athletic uniforms, winter coats, spring jackets, and all kinds of sweaters. All for just $2.29 per garment, and even less to launder shirts. So stop overpaying for dry cleaning and try Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For a Zips near you, go to 321zips.com.
At the Big Screen Store, the games are on.
Oh, nothing like watching the games on a big screen.
Well, why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99. Wow! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Coming up, we'll give you an update on what happened in Rio with the U.S. Olympic team. It's all good, frankly. And Ford makes a big announcement about driverless cars. Are you ready for that? Coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Another big shakeup in the Donald Trump campaign. Trump has named Breitbart executive Steve Bannon as his campaign's chief executive. Pollster Kellyanne Conway is now campaign manager. Paul Manafort remains chairman. Trump, meanwhile, was delivering a law and order speech in Wisconsin last night.
It was also an attempt to reach out to the African American community. Donald Trump, when he took the stage here, he talked about the violence plaguing inner cities. He said that the violence is an assault on all citizens who try to live in peace. He talked about most of the victims when we see things like what we saw in Milwaukee or in Ferguson or in Baltimore. He talked about most of the victims being African Americans. And he says that Hillary Clinton shares responsibility for the unrest that we've seen in American cities.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. They've now found a seventh body in the rubble of that burned-out apartment building in Silver Spring. The announcement came last evening. Six other bodies had already been recovered. Authorities are still awaiting positive identifications on those, although police say they're pretty sure they know who those people are. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser now has to find a new police chief. Kathy Lanier is leaving to join the NFL as its new head of security. Bowser is expected to name an interim chief soon, but she says she's pretty confident she can find a strong successor to Lanier.
I don't think we're going to need the services of a search firm. We will recruit within, and we will also take any interest from outside people.
And recruiting from within is okay with Lanier, who says she would work for anyone on her leadership team in a heartbeat. A new interim mayor of Fairfax will be sworn in this morning. The city council last night named former councilman Stephen Stombrace to the position until a special election in February. Stombrace takes over for former mayor Scott Silverthorn, who resigned after being arrested on drugs for sex allegations. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,552, the Nasdaq at 5227. Sports, the Nats fall to the Rockies, the O's lose to the Red Sox. In Rio, Team USA continues to dominate with 28 gold medals now, 84 total. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. inspires a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Bailey's Crossroads area. The crash, VDOT crews are saying it's on Route 7 right near Carlin Springs Road. Now, Route 7, I'm not seeing too much of any backups, but Carlin Springs Road to get up to the intersection, definitely slowing. So everyone in that area, a little extra time. Carlin Springs Road at Route 7 for the crash. You are under police direction. No problems to report if you're coming in from the west. 66 looks good. A little bit of volume starting to build just through Centerville. Greenway, Toll Road, good. 95, a little bit of volume through Stafford and again Dale City toward the Occoquan. For Maryland's 95, good. 270, volume starting to form and Beltway currently running incident free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy, very warm this morning. Patchy fog too. Afternoon showers, thunderstorms, 94. Those scattered storms will continue tonight, maybe even overnight with heavy rain and gusty winds, 75. And we'll back it off tomorrow to near 90 with a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Chantilly, 75 in Frederick, 80 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:37. We got so much ahead of us this morning. Keep it right here, as you always do at Mornings on the Mall. 7:15, Steve Katzenbaum, our man in Rio. 7:35, KT McFarland. Talk to her about Russia and Iran teaming up in the Middle East. 8:05 brings us Susan Fritzke, Washington Examiner. Get her take on the latest campaign news. 8:15, D.C. Councilmember Kenny McDuffie on Chief Lanier stepping down. And at 8:35, Gerard Robinson. He's the former Secretary of Education with Virginia and Florida. So much to talk about today. It's 5:37 on WMA.
Are you ready for a driverless car because, I've got some news for you. They're going to be here, and they're going to be here pretty soon. And the transportation that we know today is going to radically change. And let me just give you an example of why I say that. News conference yesterday by the Ford folks, and the person in charge of research and development, the chief executive at Ford, has said that within a few years, there will be cars on, by 2021, that's not that far away, there will be cars on the road built by Ford that have no steering wheel, no gas pedal, no brake pedal. They are going to be self-driving cars. And by the way, these are cars that Ford wants to build as part of a driver service. In other words, like you call Uber now on your smartphone, you would call one of these driverless cars to take you wherever it is that you want to go. And this is in the development right now, not only at Ford, GM, BMW, Mercedes, all of the major car manufacturers around the world are in the process now of building driverless cars. And you know, that's something that would have been thought of as crazy or nuts just a few years ago, but it is clearly in development, and the folks at Ford, Chevy, and everywhere you look are in the process now of developing these cars. Are you ready to give up the driving experience and get into a car that has no driver, no steering wheel, no gas pedal, and no brake? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. You know, Larry, from my standpoint, I really love driving as an experience. To me, it's relaxing and it's enjoyable. And sometimes, for example, when I needed to go to Cleveland and Philly, I chose to drive simply because I really love driving. So I will not give up driving until the state of Maryland or somebody says, you need to. But I will never give up driving. But I don't have a problem with the concept, because what is the thing that causes most accidents? Human error.
Yep.
And, yeah, computers can make mistakes. But when you look at the grand scheme of things, they make fewer mistakes than the humans do. And if you can get the technology down and it's reliable, and the computers have some reliability, and they get these LIDAR systems, these guidance systems that use lasers and other things to navigate, and GPS and all that, I think actually could be reliable. And I point to the fact that in our airline industry today, the vast majority of flying from point A to point B is done by computers. I mean, the humans are there, but they really don't do very much. And so it seems to me that this is something that is definitely coming, and I guess I'll get used to it. I don't know that I would use it that much. I mean, I might take a trip downtown, you know, rather than drive my own car in, because parking's a problem. But I don't know that in the grand scheme of things, I will own a driverless car. But that's me. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
I'm with you. Listen, when I saw that Ford is developing this and it should be ready for mass production and mass use in 5 years, it was a shock to me. It's stunning. And at the same time, you know what? I like it in concept, too. I think, you know, all of the objections to a driverless car, you know, computers can get hacked, and computers make mistakes, and people, you know, don't have any control over these things. All of that's been answered by airplanes, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with between, you know, charting out and navigation and autopilot and all that stuff. I mean, major jetliners. I am willing to strap myself into a giant piece of metal right now and hurdle myself 30,000 feet in the air and travel across the country or across an ocean, and I pretty much just let a computer take care of that for me as well. I think I'm on board with this idea. I'm shocked because I think I've made a journey on this.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't like this idea at the beginning.
Get ready. There's a time coming where you're going to have a driverless car, and all of your shopping is going to be done and delivered by drone. It is coming. I mean, it is really coming. What do you think about it, Jacob, in Harper's Ferry? You're on with Brian and Larry this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. What do you think?
No way. No, I'm actually rebuilding a car right now, an older one, and there is no way I'm giving up my driving. I've been driving for too long, and I'm not going to let some computer drive me to work and drive me home every day. I'll take care of that myself.
All right. Well, you know, I tell you what, I get that, because I really do love the driving experience. I mean, I really do.
Yeah. But that's why I spent all this money rebuilding. I'm rebuilding an 87 Camaro IROC Z, and That's why I'm spending all this money doing this.
Well, Jacob, you're in Harper's Ferry. Listen, driving out on the back roads of Maryland and Virginia and heading out to Harper's Ferry, I love that too. I love a road trip. But the daily grind of sitting on I-270 or I-95 or the Beltway and getting into to D.C. and the traffic, do you enjoy that, Jacob?
Every day.
All right. Thank you for that, Jacob. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
How about John and Frederick? You're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think there, John?
Hello.
Hey, John, go ahead.
Hi, I'm in Greenbelt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
No problem. Now, listen, so what happens to all your assault cars? I mean your sports cars and your motorcycles and things like that.
Well, I don't think that they're going to stop building the other kinds of cars. It's just that this is going to be an option for a lot of people.
Yeah, it'll be mandatory after a while. You watch.
You think? You know, well, you know what? That's the thing. That will be the interesting discussion. All right, we have this technology. Let's say it's out there for a few years and it becomes very reliable. Then do they say, well, now it's people who are dangerous when they're behind the wheel. And they start to come after a driver's license. Well, that might be a whole different discussion. Well, let's go to John in Frederick. Well, I'm sorry.
Well, why don't we keep take these calls in a minute, right. Yeah?
All right.
And stay on the line.
We'll stay on the line.
Going.
More of your calls straight ahead. It is now 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Yesterday, at the week-long Joint Civilian Orientation Conference, which is essentially Defense Department 101 for civilians, Defense Secretary Ash Carter, Deputy Defense Secretary Bob Work, and other officials welcomed 40 leaders in business, community organizations, and academia to the Pentagon. Carter, who was unable to meet with the attendees in person, addressed them by video. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Little Beltway, Virginia, Maryland, nice quiet start. In Virginia, though, we do have a crash in the Bailey's Crossroads area. If you use Route 7, heads up, this is going to be Route 7 at the intersection of Carlin Springs Road. You're under police direction. Definitely seeing the volume mostly on Carlin Springs Road just to get up to Route 7. So patience as they deal with a three-car crash there. 66, a little bit sluggish in Centerville. Normal volume starting to build on 95, 270 out of Frederick. Seeing those brake lights through Urbana down toward the exit 4, 109. No problems to report heading into town on DC 295 as you come off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Lanes are open southeast-southwest freeway and a northwest L Street remains closed between 18th and 19th Street from the Transformer fire. We still have fire department police activity there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds locked in, patchy fog this morning, showers, thunderstorms coming. Cold front to the west of us will approach 94 this afternoon. Some of these storms may contain heavy rain, gusty winds right on through tonight as we drop down to 75. I'm Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 80 degrees, traffic and weather brought to you by American Red Cross.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
Are you ready to get into a car that has no driver's steering wheel, no gas pedal, no brake? Ford says those cars are 5 years away, that you will go to your app, you will call up a Ford driverless car, and it will appear at your doorstep and take you where you want to go. And that's going to happen, he says, by 2021, not that far down the line. Are you ready for a driverless car? Can you get your arms wrapped around, your mind wrapped around that idea? John and Frederick, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to say that, ready or not, here it comes. I currently work on a project that is autonomous vehicle for the Army. And the technology is sort of scary, but it's there, and it's coming very soon.
Well, now, the autonomous project for the Army, is that a remote control? It's like a land drone where it's remote controlled from an operator somewhere else? Or is it like Brian's describing, where the entire thing is pre-programmed, you just push a button and it's hands off?
There are several modes. One of the modes is teleop that you just described. The other is totally driverless, and it's a convoy system for resupply. Nothing about this is classified. It's out there in public, and it's headed out of Detroit.
Wow.
And the idea is to have 20 loaded vehicles set a set point, and you send them off on the way. You can have driver assist, where somebody's actually in the vehicle driving it, and the vehicles will automatically try to dodge objects to help the driver, or it can be totally autonomous with the driver, and the driver can take over by jerking the steering wheel or pressing the brake.
Yeah, see, that's one thing I would like. The fact that there's no pedals and no steering wheel makes me a little nervous. I'd like it, you know, if there's an issue, I would like to be able to take back control from Hal.
I'm sorry. I'd like to be able to stop the car. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dave.
It's the brake pedal.
We must go to the 7-Eleven.
Is there at least a button that says pull over and stop?
Right.
You know that. I want to know if that exists. Let's see if we get another call in here. How about Jim in Maryland? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, just to kind of follow up on that, comparing all this stuff to an airplane is really not all that apt, because you do have two highly qualified people up there with complete sets of controls to take over an event of malfunctions or other contingencies.
And that gives me a great deal of assurance, reassurance to know that they're there. But I've talked to pilots, and you know, if you talk to a professional pilot, they will tell you, literally,
we don't do much.
We don't do much.
We're here just in case.
Not long ago, I was in a helicopter, and the guy told me that he pushes a button, it will go right to the end of the runway where he wants to land, and it will sit there and hover until it literally runs out of gas, and all he has to do is just lower it to the ground. It's right. Not that difficult.
Stand
to
by
do
for
this
the
anymore.
Tweets and emails from pilots in 3, 2.
It's time to check in with El Rushbo. It's 5:50 on WMAL.
Okay, now, according to the Wall Street Journal, Volkswagen's in hot water. Company involved in a cheating scandal to get around environmental regulations. And now, the Justice Department investigators are considering criminal charges. Last year, Volkswagen admitted that they installed illegal software in millions of cars around the world to fool emissions tests. So far, Volkswagen is on the hook for over $15 billion in civil penalties. But reaching a deal with the Justice Department could end up costing them billions more, especially if criminal charges are brought. Now, these German corporate types may know how to make cars and install illegal software, but they sure as heck do not know how to play the American game of politics. I mean, if they did, Volkswagen execs would have already donated millions to the Clinton Crime Family Foundation, and today they'd have friends in very high places. I mean, just think of this. When the illegal software was discovered, a private meeting could have been arranged, say, at an out-of-the-way airport tarmac. Bill Clinton and the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, could have had a discussion about grandkids. Then the next thing you know, we would hear an announcement that Volkswagen did cheat the system, and they did flout the rules, but they were just being very careless. They didn't intend any harm, and no prosecutor looking at the evidence would even think about bringing charges. That's how you play the game, and they didn't play the game, and they're paying big time.
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst, listen to me.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. Because better equipment means better work and getting more done. And keeping you working is what we do best. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a hobbyist or a seasoned professional on deadline, go to Bailey.com now and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend. Over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build, repair, or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Divorce can be a traumatic experience. I am pro football legend Barry Sanders, and when I was facing my divorce, I didn't know of Cordell and Cordell, but now I do. The family law attorneys of Cordell and Cordell have made it their mission to preserve the roles of dads in their children's lives. I met with Cordell and Cordell attorneys, I sat down with their clients and heard their stories. I know that Cordell and Cordell's priority is to protect and promote men's financial and family interests in all stages of divorce. Don't face this process alone. Consider Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-ALL-ZEROS. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, starting in Bailey's Crossroads, still with the crash, involved three cars, so a little bit of time to get this cleared out of here. Route 7 at Carlin Springs Road, or had delays on both 7 and Carlin Springs Road under police direction. 66 eastbound Manassas, Centerville, that's where I'm starting to see the volume growing. Again, keep alert westbound with the road crews out. Westbound as you head out of Gainesville, you lose two lanes, a lot of lights with the construction crews out there. 95 the volume, 270 volume forming as well. Safe track surge number 7. The big story is that it's extended. I can't say extended. Through the Sunday, the 21st, with red lines continuously single tracking between Shady Grove and Twin Brook. And this weekend, the complete shutdown on the red line between Shady Grove and Grosvenor. Right now, yellow line, residual delays to Mount Vernon Square from an earlier broken down train. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds locked in, patchy fog this morning, showers, thunderstorms coming. Cold front to the west of us will approach 94 this afternoon. Some of these storms may contain heavy rain, gusty winds right on through tonight as we drop down to 75. I'm Ray Stijic, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now it's 81 degrees in the nation's capital at 5:56.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson from my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. Did you know they can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price? Just $19.95 a month. Now, you may be doing business with another company that charges you more money a month to monitor your system. You can make the switch to Ackerman and save immediately. Why Ackerman? Well, first of all, they're the only company that guarantees you a response time. Secondly, they make it really easy to make the switch. They can even leave your existing equipment in place. You'll get peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month price. Even better, mention your
you heard the ad on WMAL, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring when you switch in the month of August. The most important thing in the world is knowing that someone will come when you call, and with guaranteed response times, that's where Ackerman Security differentiates itself from the competition. So call Ackerman Security today, switch and save, the number 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, or online at AckermanSecurity.com. Remember, switch in August, mention WMAL, get up to 3 months monitoring free. 888-999-1070.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
Register now for 930Gov, August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Digital Government Institute's fourth annual 930Gov Technology Expo convenes leading experts and hosts learning and networking sessions in critical topics such as cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Free for government and industry. August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Register at 930Gov.com. Go to 930Gov.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Coming up on WMAO.
Well, D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier announced yesterday that she's leaving the department to go to the NFL. We'll talk about her legacy and what you think about all this.
Plus, did we mention the guy who was running Breitbart is now running the Donald Trump campaign? Yeah, we've got more to say about that. And we celebrated the death of... We acknowledged the death of...
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.